You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you from Mobile, Alabama, the site of the 2014 Senior Bowl. That'll be played, of course, on Saturday. Nathan Zagura in Northeast Ohio. And on the line with us right now is a regular on the show, a great friend of the show, and does an excellent job of covering the Browns for Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. She is Mary Kay Cabot. So, Mary Kay, the latest in the coaching search is that Adam Gase now has decided to remove himself from contention for the job rather than waiting until after the Super Bowl to do an interview with the Browns. What do you make of that, and what do you make of the search as it stands right now?
Well, Vic, you know what? I'm not surprised at all that this happened. I wrote, I think it was Friday. I'm losing track now of what happens on what day anymore, but I think it was on Friday. I wrote a story saying that he was leaning towards staying in Denver, yep. That he loved his job, that he wanted another year with Peyton Manning. And when I wrote the story, I actually knew that it was even a little bit stronger than that. But I left, you know, a little wiggle room because, as we all know, anything can happen in these coaching searches. But, you know, I tried to write it strongly enough as if to say, you know what, everyone, Adam Gase probably is not coming to Cleveland. So I'm not at all surprised, and I strongly speculated in that story that that perhaps the interview would not even take place. And so to find that he has pulled out does not surprise me. I think that, and you know, a league source also told me that the Browns, you know, they knew that they didn't want to wait. They had already started moving on Monday and setting up their other interviews. They knew that Adam Gase was wavering and really wanting to stay in Denver. And, you know, you find out those things in those back channel conversations that you have with agents. And I'm sure the Browns had talked to Bob Lamont, and they got a very strong feeling that he, you know, kind of wanted to stay in Denver. And they weren't even sure they wanted to hire him either. That's another point that needs to be made. They weren't positive that they were going to go out and hire a 35-year-old offensive coordinator, you know, who was that young and had been a coordinator for only 1 year. They liked him, and he was high on their list, but there were no guarantees either way. But I think when you look back to the very beginning, if Adam Gase was sure that he wanted to leave or thought he was ready, or Bob Lamont thought he was ready, he would have taken those interviews with the Browns and the Vikings right from the start. So that was the first clue that this thing might not actually happen. And then he had a lot of people in his ear as he went along the way. I think where it stands right now, I think Dan Quinn is still a front runner from what I'm hearing. And I think that those second interviews that they've been working on include Dan Quinn and Mike Pettine. That's what I've been hearing so far. However, are there other names that are going to surface that we haven't heard yet? Perhaps. You know, one of the guys that, you know, I've kind of wanted them to reach out to throughout this process is Greg Roman, the John Carroll graduate. You know, I just think that he's somebody that would probably be a natural. However, are they interested in him? I don't know that yet, and I don't think that they've asked for permission yet, because if they had, I'm sure that would have gotten out there by now. So I don't know if he's going to be on the list or not. I don't know about 49ers defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, if he'll even be part of it. So for right now, you know, maybe it's down to Dan Quinn and Mike Pettine. Another name that I, you know, never really got a great handle on how they felt about was Mike Munchak. I know they thought about maybe bringing him back in another capacity, but is he still on the burner for the head coaching job? So still a lot to talk about. And will they wait for Dan Quinn, or will Mike Pettine blow him away enough in their second interview with him that they don't even wait until after the Super Bowl?
Mary Kay, with the perception now being, and many people saying, well, now the top, Gase was, first of all, McDaniels was the top guy, and then he withdraws. And now Gase is the top guy, he withdraws. To your knowledge, has anybody actually been offered the head coaching job of the Cleveland Browns?
You know what? Not necessarily offered, but what happens in these discussions is, you know, that you know that there is a good opportunity for you to get the job in certain situations. I think that there's a chance that Ken Whisenhunt, I don't know necessarily if he was offered the job, but I think that there may have been a good opportunity to do something with Ken Whisenhunt. But You know, he really, you know, liked the Titans job. Now, there's all obviously always two sides to every single story, and we will hear both sides to these stories as we go along. You know, we hear that Adam Gase pulled out because he wanted to stay in Denver. You know, then we hear that, you know, the Browns just didn't want to wait to interview him anymore. We hear that Josh McDaniels pulled out because he didn't want to leave New England and upset, you know, the apple cart with his family. And then the Browns, and we hear that the Browns told him that he wasn't the front runner. So, you know, you never really know what goes on inside those rooms. I don't think anybody necessarily really has, I don't think anybody's really been offered the job yet. But I do think that, that Ken Whisenhunt, if you're going to bring him back a third time, that you're pretty darn interested in him, if you guys can make things happen when you're sitting across from each other.
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci from Mobile, Alabama, and Nathan Zagura in Northeast Ohio. And, you know, Mary Kay, you bring that up as far as, you know, whether or not an offer has been made. I think this is a methodical process. Conversations usually start with agents of these coaches, and they get a feel for the interest level of their client. They want to get their guy in front of as many people as possible. And one of the things, and we've talked about this before in this search, that you don't always know is who is being interviewed to do a favor for that guy, to help him somewhere else, who is being mentioned as someone that the team has interest in for sake of another opportunity. A lot of that was going on when there were six other jobs open, or at least along the line, maybe five other, because Bill O'Brien being hired pretty quickly by the Houston Texans, so that was really never necessarily a competitive situation, I don't think, for the Browns. But it once was competitive. It isn't now. So the Browns are down to deciding, you know, who their guy should be. And correct me if I'm wrong, but my sense is that someone wants this job among the people that they have targeted, that they don't necessarily have to. And I think there's a perception out there that they're going to, it may have to turn somewhere else to a name that we haven't heard before to find anyone who's interested in this. Do you believe that's the case at all? Or do you believe, as I do, that somebody like a Dan Quinn or somebody like a Mike Pettine, that has been very much in the focus of this team's coach search, could end up or would end up with this job?
I think one of those guys could end up with this job. I absolutely do. And, you know, Dan Quinn is somebody that interviewed with them early on. They liked him right from the start. I had heard, you know, shortly after his interview how much they really liked him. And I kind of just tucked it away because I was very focused on Josh McDaniels and Adam Gase at that time, who I had kind of been hearing were their top two targets from the start. So, you know, I guess I just didn't really take Dan Quinn very seriously right from the beginning, partially because I guess I was thinking more offense than defense. And, you know, Seattle, you know, we just, because the Browns don't play the Seahawks very often, you know, it's just not somebody that I was very, very familiar with, and he's only been a coordinator for 1 year. So I think I kind of just thought, well, you know what, that's a good quality interview, but probably not a super serious candidate. Well, as it turns out, they really liked him right from the start, and I heard that back then, and again, just didn't give it a whole lot of credence. But, you know, he's somebody that has shown a lot of interest, is excited about this opportunity from what I understand, and I know they really liked him. And probably the same thing with Pettine. I would think that, you know, that they see a lot of value in him. And so I think either one of those guys are a very good option at this point, maybe more so Quinn even. I don't know. That's just a feeling that I'm getting. But, you know, that doesn't mean that we won't hear about another name or two over the next couple of days.
Yeah, it's the search goes on and the search goes on and the search goes on, Mary Kay. Appreciate your thoughts as always. Join us here from Cleveland.com and, of course, the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Thank you.
Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Thank you, Mary Kay. Yeah, we're going to hear from her again. We're going to hear from we're going to be talking about this thing right along because, at the very least, Nathan, we're looking at a couple of more weeks with Dan Quinn being in the mix.
Sure.
And the idea of dealing with him there. But if it is a Mike Pettine, then, yeah, the presumption is that they'd pull the trigger on that much sooner if they decided that he was the better guy. And as I understand it, this was as of something I heard last night, they were still doing that due diligence to find out the background of Quinn from a personality standpoint and the readiness to be a head coach standpoint. I mean, those questions are being not – those weren't just the questions that they've asked of Quinn in an interview. They're asking other people around the league. Those are the questions that Joe Banner especially and I know Mike Lombardi are reaching out to try to find to, again, do their due diligence. All right, we've got more coming up. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. We've got tweets at Browns_daily. So much ahead on this program. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Vic, and he's Nathan, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.